exercise change.
Do you think motivation has an endpoint, or is it an ongoing journey?
No, it's an ongoing journey. I mean, you know, if you're talking at a life of motivation, you're always going to find something you want to do. I mean, we're at the stage now, like probably like Graham and Joe, you probably get a bucket list there, you know, what do you want to do? And your motivation, they might want to go to Turkey or Gallipoli or whatever, and the motivation to get to Gallipoli is they're going to have to save money or whatever, you know. Or Graham might think, oh, buddy, you know, I wouldn't mind doing a couple of rounds at that next boxing match. So all through life, there's things that you want to do. And if you're motivated and set goals, the motivation is always going to stay there. And I think you find that goal-orientated people like Richard Hadley and all those sorts of guys will succeed in life because they just keep on setting different benchmarks and different things in life, you know.
So if you're doing different things, your motivation will need to change accordingly.
Yep. There's a guy I coach, Greg Henderson, and I've been coaching him since he's 16, and he's a professional bike rider in Europe now, and he'll ride the Tour de France this year. He's been world champion, Commonwealth champion, every champion he has except the Olympics, he got fourth.
Wow.
And the guy is now 36, and in the twilight years of his career, and he still, at 36, gets on his erg and does power output tests. And he'll just ring me up at random time in the middle of the night. Jody, just cracked it. I'm going, what? Just done a fucking PB for 30 seconds. Or I've just done a PB for 30 minutes. I mean, that's a guy that's to me, is inspiring. Because at 36, when you're in the twilight of your career, you're thinking, I could be winding it down. And he's still trying to win the gold medal at the Olympics. And he's still trying to be the best in the world at 36. And that's just the nature of the beast.
So someone like that, even when they do hang up the cycle, so to speak, you couldn't imagine that motivation would go down also. They'd be putting that into something else.
Well, his father's had a car sales sort of set up, and the motivation was to sell a hell of a lot of cars, and they had a successful business, and then the old man was a tow truck driver, and he built this tow truck business, and you know, they're just successful people. They've got this motivation to go and work and work and work because they can always see they know what the objective is and they know what the outcome potentially could be.